What you're going to learn today is how you can start spring cleaning your finances. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Financial Freedom Fastlane. And remember, as always, the quicker you get to your dream life, the longer you get to live it. And I'm your host, George Achimpong. So coming off a really, really intense week last week, we just recorded a bunch of content that'll last until pretty much August of this year. And I will never say, even though I'm a content creator, you'll never officially hear me say the content creation isn't work, because last week was one of the hardest, most intense weeks of my business career in recent times. Mainly just because, like, you have to be on the whole time, right? It's like, if you're like checking email or even a Zoom call, right? It's just like, it's not that deep. But like, when you're creating content that's gonna be published for the world at scale and it's quality, you have a production team, it's just like, there's so much that goes into it. And it was quite the week. But nonetheless, it was great. Great to be back and give you guys the news you could use for this week. Man, we are recording in real time. So like, I don't know like if we'll continue to do this. I don't know if my editor is going to allow me to send him the episode the day of. I imagine he released like probably a couple of days heads up. But it is good to be able to have a fully encapsulated recap to reflect on the things from the week prior as we head into the new week. All right, so let's get into it. So last week, the S&P fell 1.6% overall. It is the second consecutive decline this year. We had 2 weeks in a row. So this last week and the week prior, the S&P 500 was in decline. And last week, it was led by the financial sector with, I believe, an overall decline of 3.6% last week. So financial sector was getting beat up. It was fighting for its life. We had a few financial companies that had earnings. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, I believe, BlackRock, and JP Morgan, all who shed some percentage points last week. We did see a surge in commodities due to geopolitical tension in the Middle East. So that was interesting. And we're all kind of on the edge of our seats wondering what is going to happen as it relates to that. We saw that a series of drones have been released over Israel. So a lot happening in the world. And obviously, whenever these types of activities and news occur, these can always have an impact on the market, right? So of course, first and foremost, what we're most concerned about is, you know, human life and safety and all of those things. But we also understand that in addition to that, these activities can cause impacts, always do cause impacts on the market. We're also expecting that the rate cut that we were anticipating in June might actually get delayed. So I think we're also seeing some of that being reflected in the market. Market isn't happy about that, right? Because we know the rate cut is a good thing. And so if that is potentially getting delayed, that is decreasing investor positive sentiment. And as a result, I think we saw some of the effects of that in the market this past week as well. Now, this week, what I want to get into is I taught a really great class inside of my Melanin Millionaires Club community. If you're not a member, make sure you sign up, melaninmoney.com/join. It's a great community if you're looking to achieve your first 1 million in net worth and beyond. So I wanted to give you guys a kind of a little sample of what we talked about in there. Ultimately, what you're going to learn today is how you can start spring cleaning your finances. The first thing I want to touch on is the bucketing system, right? So what I realize is that the reason why most people have challenges with managing their money is because they're putting all their money in one or maybe two accounts. So what does this bucketing system consist of? So the first bucket is past commitments, right? Also refer to this as my 30-day money. And so past commitments are anything that you already committed to several months ago or even years ago, right? You committed to, you know, a while ago, whenever you signed up for your car payment, how much you were going to pay for the next several years. When you signed your lease or your mortgage, you committed to what that's going to be for the foreseeable future, right? And as a result, we should have those funds readily available because we already know what that expense is. Like, we don't have to play the guessing game. So I'm a big proponent of allocating all of your fixed expenses, i.e. past commitments, 30-day money, into one account, right? So things like your mortgage, your rent, your car payment, your electricity, et cetera, anything you would factor a bill or relatively fixed expense. I say relatively because obviously your light bill and your water bill and things like that could nominally fluctuate, but by and large, you know what to expect, right, on any given month from those particular expenses. So I'm a big fan of allocating that money towards one account, so that way there's never any confusion of you accidentally spending money that was earmarked for an obligation. Credit card bills as well. Now, pro tip, I actually have the money that I invest every month allocated to that account as well, because I treat that as a fixed expense. I treat that as a bill. I have pre-committed that I'm investing X amount of dollars every month. So psychologically, which I'll talk about later, having that withdrawn from my bill account teaches me and conditions me to say that investing is just as important as any other bill that I pay, right? And it's an obligation. The same way you don't feel like paying your rent or your mortgage is optional, although we wish it was, right? You know that it's not. But you need to treat investing and saving the exact same way, right? So that's your first bucket. Your second bucket is your present choices, i.e. your 7-day money, right? And that's for all your variable spending. That's for things like gas, eating out, shopping, all those things, that entertainment that could fluctuate from month to month. Right now, obviously, you want to set a specific budget for these items, and ideally you want to have it in one account, so that way if the account starts to get low, you know that you're probably trending to overspend in that particular area, right? So I strongly encourage that for all your variable spending, your shopping, your dining out, your entertainment, all those things where the wheels can come off, because this is where your biggest opportunity or your biggest vulnerability can come from, is this particular bucket, right? Because if you really get a handle on it and you don't overspend, then that's going to give you a lot of opportunity to allocate money towards saving and investing. But if the wheels come off and you overspend, then naturally, right, this is going to be the area that's going to cause you the most trouble and create the likelihood of you not saving and investing as much as you want, right? So it's your, that's why we call it your present choices, because you're presented with the choices right now to decide, where is my focus? Where is my desire? Where is my intention? This is like a new age envelope system, because I mean, I don't know about you, and I know some people still do it, and kudos to them, but I'm just not personally at a place where it's realistic for me to withdraw cash from the bank account and walk around with envelopes for specific purposes. Now, if that's what you got to do to be successful, I recommend that you do it. That doing this, when done the right way and having multiple accounts, it can be just as effective, right? As long as you follow the system and pay attention. Now, of course, the cash system is like literally when you run out of money, you don't have anything else. So like, it's kind of hard to mess that up. But this gets pretty close when you only allocate what you're supposed to be spending in that particular category, those areas for that month. And you can kind of get a gauge of like, okay, well, I still have a week to go and I have like $24, like what's going on, right? So it can give you a gauge of if you're missing the mark or not, right? All right, now the last one kind of is three different buckets, but I'm gonna speak about them in tandem. And so these are your future buckets, right? So you had your past commitment, present choices, and you have your future choices, right? Or your future buckets, right? And then you get really, really good at planning what you expect to happen and still hitting your goals despite the variables that come up, right? So guys, I hope that this was helpful. This is my tried and true system. I actually wrote a Forbes article on this. You can check that out. I, again, taught this in my community because this is something that we all need to be reminded of, and we all need a money management system if we want to be good stewards over our finances, because this is where it all starts. I don't care how much you make, right? If you're not a good steward over your finances, it is the equivalent of having a hole in a bucket. No matter how much water you pour in the bucket, there's going to be a leak, right? And that is how people's finances are. They don't know where the holes in their bucket are. So as a result, it creates a leak and they never have as much water, i.e. money, as they expect, which means they're not going to have enough money to invest, which means they're never going to be financially free. So hopefully this was helpful, guys. If you like this video, share it with somebody. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you check out our weekly podcast, The Melanin Money Show, for more financial news. And thank you so much for tuning in as always. And remember, freedom is for sale if you're willing to pay the price.